Housing Committee. We will start the meeting. We do not have a quorum. We will start as a subcommittee and hear one bill. We have a bill that is back on concurrence. It cannot be amended in this committee, and it will not go to the appropriations. Our options either are to hold the bill in committee pursuant to Senate Rule 29.10, or allow the assembly amendments to be concurred with. So those are our options. And with that, we have SB 400. Senator Portantino will explain the amendments. You have the floor, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. Bell. Upon holding a town hall in my district with the Caltrans tenants, who many of you know, some have been living in these state-owned homes for 30-plus years, and now with the Metropolitan Transit Authority making a recommendation to not move forward with the tunnel, these homes were purchased to pave the way for a surface freeway, which was also nullified a few years ago. Caltrans has begun to sell the homes. Many of the tenants are low income. Many of the tenants are older because they've been living there for decades. And they were concerned that the rents would rise as we were just at the precipice of dispensing with these homes. And so they asked me to do something about it. And in working with the administration and Caltrans, we came up with the approach that since many of the homeowners are in the low income rent program, it would be appropriate for those homeowners who are qualified as low income and in the low income rent program to do a temporary freeze on the rents for those homeowners only for 2 years while Caltrans pursued dispensing and getting out of the real estate business. So we think it's an appropriate amendment to the bill. We think it solves a local problem, and it was generated in conversation with the residents of those homes. It's supported by the three cities that are affected by the property, the mayor of Los Angeles, mayor of Pasadena, and the mayor of South Pasadena. So it enjoys broad bipartisan support, solves a local problem, and I would respectfully ask for an aye vote. And I know there's some folks who want to say me too.
Okay. We'll hear supporters of the bill. Please come forward. Welcome. Please come forward and address the committee.
Good morning. Excuse me. Good morning. My name is Julie Gutierrez, and I'm the Assistant City Manager for the City of Pasadena. And as Assemblymember Portantino has stated, we have gone on record supporting this bill. Many times during our council meetings, these residents appear in front of us asking for assistance, and this is one way in which we can help them. So again, I ask for your support.
Okay. Thank you.
Hello. Good morning, Mr. Chair and members. Sylvia Solisha on behalf of City of Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti. We are in strong support of this measure. At this time of a housing crisis in California, we need to keep these affordable units affordable, so we ask for your support. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Other speakers? Do we have opposition to this bill, if there's any opposition? And questions from a committee on this bill? We can't make a motion until we have a quorum, so we have one more to go. Okay.
I do have a question, then.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, kill some time here. Senator Gaines, you have the floor.
Yes. Senator Portantino, could you just give us a little rundown in terms of what the timeline is? You mentioned a two-year extension on the affordable rent program.
Well, Caltrans has designated phases for the disposition of the property. The first phase was to identify all the homes that were not needed when the surface route of the freeway was deemed unworkable, or whatever term you want to call. So that's phase one. The environmental impact report for the region will be done, I believe, by the end of the year. And obviously, I don't know what it's going to say, but given the fact that MTA has recommended moving forward with an alternative other than the tunnel, I think there is great anticipation that the EIR will follow that recommendation. And so by the end of the year, it will become apparent that the balance of the houses can be sold. And so I think the two-year period gives Caltrans ample time to do that.
Okay.
But the exact phasings of two and three, I don't think there's a definitive timeline, though I would say in my conversations both with the administration, with the secretary, and with Caltrans District 7, there is strong consensus of getting the state out of the real estate business.
Yeah. Okay, and this is a corridor that's not going to be used that we had right away for.
Correct, and that's the historic moment was when MTA, which was the local agency, they made a recommendation to move forward with the local street improvement program. And I'm going to butcher the letters. I'll probably get them out of order, but the TMDL versus the tunnel. So that's what they recommended as the locally preferred alternative.
Okay. Great, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a quorum. Take the roll, please.
Senator Bell?
Here.
Bell present. Kinella?
Here.
Kinella present. Allen? Atkins?
Here.
Atkins present. Gaines?
Here.
Gaines present. McGuire?
Here.
McGuire present. Mendoza?
Here.
Mendoza present. Morrell? Roth?
Here.
Roth present. Skinner? Vidak? Wachowski? Wiener?
Good. Okay, we have a quorum. I heard an attempt to make a motion from
Atkins.
Senator Atkins, I think was. Okay, so we have a motion. For the bill. Would you like to close, Senator?
Just respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Okay.
Thank you for your time.
We will call a roll if there's no other questions.
Senate Bill 400 by Senator Portantino. The motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Senator Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Kinella?
Aye.
Kinella, aye. Allen? Atkins?
Aye.
Atkins, aye. Gaines?
Aye.
Gaines, aye. McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Mendoza?
Aye.
Mendoza, aye. Morrell? Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Skinner? Vidak, Wachowski?
Aye.
Wachowski, aye. Wiener? 8-0.
That has 8 votes, Senator. I'll leave the roll open for 5 minutes.
Thank you.
For absent members. Thank you.
Thank you.
Enough to pass, though.
Nothing added to the agenda?
Nope. That's it. We're done.
Not a great day. Do I look tired?
My son is
we call the roll, please.
Allen, Morrell, Skinner, Vidak, Wiener.
For Anthony Portantino.
Oh, aye.
Okay.
Wiener, aye.
Okay. You guys are done.
9-0.
Now we'll leave the roll open for absentee. You guys can.
Thank you.
There you go.
Call the roll, please.
Senator Allen, Morrell, Skinner, Vidak.
Aye.
Vidak, aye.
Thank you.
10-0.
They're driving them in, but if you want to close it down, I think we'll survive. Senator Allen.
Oh yeah, that's right. One of those Allen, he's just around the corner. His vote counts, but he's going to say that
she's downtown.
I think he's against rent control.
You don't need her.
Oh, no.
You don't need her?
Yeah, she's coming straight here.
Senator Rakowski, please restart that.
Jim, this is how I heard it go down. He's stuck in the issue.
Talons.
The sergeants are driving him in, but I don't think
Okay, no, we don't need him. Okay.
No, we don't need him.
We will adjourn the meeting.
10-0.
The motion carries 10-0. Thank you. We're adjourned.